And so you guys have taken the first step, and I've really not guided you much beyond that. And I wanted you to just tell the audience what you went through to make that decision and some of the learning experiences you went through that you could never have ever foreseen. So, Justin, what made you make the decision to start investing or going out and hit the streets?
Well, I had actually gone and looked at real estate before I actually started working with Rich Dad about 2 years ago, and I was gung-ho to go and buy a property, and if I would have bought that property, I would have landed myself in a mess of trouble because I didn't know what I was doing. But I did know that investing in real estate was a good way to invest. But when I got exposed to everything with Rich Dad, I realized that the most important thing was to kind of get my education of real estate first and then go out and do my first deal. So I did do the two-day seminar, and I did a ton of reading on a lot of stuff. I read a lot of different real estate books. I learned about what I wanted to look for. Me and Phil went out and drove neighborhoods. That's all we did at first, just drive neighborhoods, understand what was going on. And then from there is when we start getting enough confidence and courage to go out and start saying, great, now we can start looking at deals and making deals and writing contracts.
Good. And what motivated you to get off and hit the streets?
Well, Robert, I think what motivated me was one morning you came into one of our meetings and you said to me, so how was working late last night? Do you like being an employee? And it was at that moment that I realized that I needed to go out there and do it on my own. And I appreciate that.
I came in one morning, too, and the two of you helped build the Rich Dad analysis package for real estate that is part of this program here. But I came in and I found Justin's eyeballs rolled back, and he's been up for 7 days. And I said, real estate looks pretty good, right, Justin?
And I said, yeah, it looks really good. I said, I need to do some more deals, so I have some other cash flow coming in here.
So you don't have to see my smiling face making fun of you.
Yeah, not that I don't want to see you, but, you know, I just want that choice.
That's right. So I want them to go free financially so they never have to seek job security or do the things you have to do. It's a pleasant place to work, but freedom is very much a part of our culture. So with that, the two of you are best friends since you're 15 years old, 27 and 28 years old. You bought your first deal. How many properties did you look at?
Robert, we looked at over 200 properties. And what we did in order to process those was we ran the numbers. We used the real estate analysis software that comes with this package. And at the same time, we were actually creating that package and going through that process as well.
So it sped up the process of looking at 200, is that correct?
We were able to get through numbers really quickly and within a minute and see what we could do. And then we could start manipulating the numbers and see if rents were low and if we could do anything with these properties. And that helped us first because it's not an emotional decision. It's not whether we like the house or not. It's do the numbers work right and do we see opportunities? What can we do with this property once we have it? And that was the most important thing.
So you could see how the variables interacted to affect the value of your investment.
That's correct.
So you looked at over 200. Approximately how many offers did you put in?
We put about 10 offers out. We had 3 to 4 that were accepted. I think we had 4 that were accepted.
How was the emotion? Were you nervous when you first wrote those offers?
Well, the first time that we put out an offer, we were nervous because we were actually gun-shy about putting out offers. We looked at a ton of properties before we actually started putting out offers. And then we're like, well, we're not getting anywhere. We're looking at a bunch of properties and we're not doing anything. So
you had analysis paralysis.
Exactly. What we said to ourselves is we said this week, all we're going to do is any property that we find that the numbers work, we're going to put an offer out. And that's where we got all these offers just flowing out. And we got a bunch accepted and then we had a bunch to look at. And that's when we kind of forced ourselves into that process, which was tough because we were worried, well, once we don't want this place, well, that's the way you write your contracts. If your contracts are written properly, and if your real estate agent is helping you out the right way, you decide whether you want that property or not, and you don't lose any money, and that's part of it. It's just like you have to look at the property to know if you want it.
On that first offer, Justin, it was 5 o'clock, and we wanted to get this offer out, and Justin walks into my office, and he had a couple beads of sweat rolling down his forehead, and he's like, okay, man, here, we got the offer, just came in, and so we signed the offer, and we're shaking. He's like, well, when do we have to pay this earnest money? Because we didn't understand that part of the process. We didn't understand how that worked. All this doubt all of a sudden just started coming up and just started pouring out. We got to the point where we said, we're just going to do this.
Right.
Let's just do it. We'll see what happens. The bottom line is that there's no cost to an offer, and not to mention, they haven't accepted yet. So we haven't put anything into this at this point in time.
Right. So you overcome your own fears. And one of the reasons you looked at 200 properties, weren't you looking for the perfect investment?
We were totally looking for the perfect investment. The beautiful place with the right cash flow had all this upside, and that took a little while to overcome.
That holds most people back. You know, they actually think this is a perfect deal. They're looking for one without warts or, you know, Cinderella comes with it or something. And after a while, you realize every real estate investment has warts and upside, has Cinderella as well as the warts, right?
Well, me and Phil have different investing philosophies, and that's one of the reasons why we do deals together. We each bring a different thought to the table, and that way we can kind of open up our opportunities of what the property can do. I'm actually a little bit more conservative than Phil, but definitely have changed those attitudes over the last few months. But this was a property that Phil, that we actually bought, was a property that Phil really liked. And then we had another one that that actually fell through, and I'm like, well, as long as we get the other one too, I'm okay. And then when that one fell through, I'm like, ah. You know, here we are with the one that Phil wanted, and I don't know anything. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this one. But I said to him, hey, we just need to do it. We just need to buy a property, and we'll figure it out. And that's what we did.
The beauty about this property was all the opportunity that it had, you know, sitting there for us. We could literally just kind of feel all the different things that we could do with this property to increase its monthly cash flow, to increase its
value.
Its value. Thank you.
So the thing was, is you didn't find Cinderella, but you found the property you could turn into Cinderella.
That's exactly how we looked at it. And the differences between Justin and I is that I was able to look a little bit farther down.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a context thing. I mean, if you look at a property, you're going to see problems. The question is, are they really problems or are they just opportunities? And you need to look them as opportunities. What can I do with this? Now, there's certain things that you just might not be able to do something with it. And then that's not the right deal for you. That's not where you want to go. But if you look at something and you say, this isn't perfect, this isn't ideal, but look what I can make it. And that's where you...
That's where control comes back onto your shoulders.
Yeah, that's where you start really becoming a real estate investor.